Yo.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, happy Friday. Is that annoying? Maybe. Not
yes.
As annoying as me saying aloha every time I say hello
right.
To Dale, our world-renowned psychic, Dale Shear, and her best friend, 92-year-old Richard Conrad. Look him up. Well, you don't have to look Dale up. But anyway,
Dale wanted
Richard
to go
has something
into
to
kind
explain.
Of a,
Richard and Dale.
This is awesome. Go on.
Excuse me. Okay. We discussed this right before we went on air, and we're going to have either Richard or Dell. We hadn't decided, actually.
Me.
Explain
I want to.
Aloha, Johnny.
Okay. I'm going to talk first. Then if he wants to join in later, he could do that, although we do have callers. But
that's right.
I wanted to say what aloha means. I wrote a piece on this, Barbara, that went national because people, you know, when they go to Hawaii, they everywhere and on bus or whatever, they teach them to say aloha, which means hello, goodbye to them. But that's not the real meaning of what aloha is. It's part of it. It's aloha is hello, it's goodbye. It's family. It's mainly family. It's giving back to your people. It's giving back to the family. It's helping people. It's from the heart. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. That
it has so many meanings, this word, aloha.
Oh, yes. Tremendous. It's just not,
cool.
We say, I mean, it's like hello, goodbye. We say that to our friends, but we truly know if something happens to somebody, we'll say we wish you a lot of aloha, like we wish you a lot of luck. Or if someone is passed away, we can say, you know, mahalo, which is, aloha, you know, wishing you the best. And
I did not know that.
It's sort of like na miyoho regne kiyoho. Did you know what that meant? Na miyoho regne kiyoho?
No.
No,
but I've heard
that
you
is,
use it on the phone when I call you to get your voice message. Is that what you're talking about? Nambi loha, miura, and is that what you're talking about?
No. No, it's not Hawaiian.
Okay.
I'm giving a reference. Nam miyoho, regne kiyoho, means people from India do that, and they bow down and they hold their hands together and they go nam miyoho, regne kiyoho. It means my soul greets your soul. Well, that's the same
thing. Is
that
thing universal?
Yes. And aloha is the same thing. It's my soul is meeting your soul. It's like I will do anything in the world for you through the aloha spirit. That's now, Richard, if you have something you want to add to that, fine.
Yeah.
Well, I can give you a quick definition from the dictionary here, and I'll just read it real fast. The Hawaiian word aloha means love, affection, peace, compassion, and mercy, and also is used to define a force that holds together existence. There's more to it than that, but that's the basic. Okay?
Okay, well, wow, that is an amazing, immense. I want to ask a question to Dell. Okay.
Yes.
Is there any word that we use here? Down here, you know, I know it's part of the United States, but down here, like California or Utah or Nevada, is there a word this word, like hello?
Okay, every state has their own identity toward that. In the state of Nevada, the biggest thing is they'll go... How's it? or have a good day. You know, they'll say, have a good day. You know, it's like, Hawaii is, how is it? I'm getting my languages all mixed up. But, you know, have a good one. This is the, when you go into a store, you buy something, or you're doing something, or you're leaving, someone will say, you know, have a good day, have a good one. And why they say that, I don't know, but that is mainly to Nevada. California, I lived there for a while, but I don't know, I can't remember what they would say as a famous thing. Every state has their own identity.
Johnny, have you kind of noticed that in your state, Florida?
Not really. I mean, you know, I know we're known for beaches, but I don't know anything about us saying hello. I mean, what do you notice in California?
Dale, do you know of any, well, okay, I'm going to have to be honest here. Right when Dale was explaining that, oh my gosh, this is my thing that I do not like to have happen.
What?
Can you open the door and ask me a question? Somebody opened the door and asked me a question, and I didn't hear what you said. Could you please repeat it? And I am embarrassed about that, but
no, don't
say,
be,
please,
don't be
quiet. I'm doing a show now. Okay.
No, don't be. So, what was the question? So I can give you the answer again.
The question is: was there? Okay. Say, my question is: where does hello on the Richter scale compare to aloha? Is my first part of the question. And the second part is, if there is a word here down here, like in one of our states we live in, that can equate to aloha, let us know. But it was really kind of just a facetious, like, funny question, because I know there's not. It's hard to compare to that word that means so much, and I learned all that today. Wow,
yeah.
Thank you, Dale.
No, that's good, and Richard contributed, but in Nevada, it's how's it, you know, or how, you know, not how's it.
What is it?
Hawaii. No, no, no. Excuse me. No, that's Hawaii. I'm so used to saying it's another subject, but I'm so used to talking pidgin that half my family doesn't understand me, which pidgin is half Hawaiian, half English. So it's not Hawaiian.
I've heard
but
of this.
This is a language, traditional language in Hawaii.
Right.
And I'm used to talking pidgin. It's like pidgin means you cut off a lot of your sentences, like how's it? How's it, bro? How's it?
Like
how you
shorthand.
Doing?
You were
how
right.
you doing?
Like shorthand. That makes sense.
How's it? You know, like instead of, you could be sitting on the beach and somebody, a kid will come up to you and go, hey, lady, time. He wants
no,
to know what time it is.
No, why do people look at me weird? Because I always say total, like specific questions, totally polite, hello, you know, sir, and excuse me. But I find this so interesting. I love language. I love etiquette. I love all of this.
Right.
But when you go to a place and you're visiting, like say you're in Australia, you don't want to stand out too much, maybe.
I wouldn't know anything about Australia, but I can tell
you
this.
You might say, hey, mate.
Is that
hey, mate.
In, oh, yeah, okay. In Hawaii, and in London, my favorite word that I hear all the time is, that was brilliant. I mean,
right.
That drives me nuts.
Never goes away. Right.
I mean, never goes away. That's brilliant, you know.
Are you ready for the caller?
I know. No.
I guess.
I have one. Hold on, Johnny. Please, caller.
Okay.
Would you mind waiting for 15 seconds? Mine is when I grew up in Seattle, we always said, hi, you guys. And then when I moved to Nashville, it was hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could never
hi, y'all.
To that, Dale. I never could.
Well,
I mean,
I
never said it.
To...
I liked it when they said it to me. I didn't care.
Well, I love it in Hawaii because, you know, when you're saying, hey, aloha, you know, you're meaning from your heart. It isn't like, hello, you know, it is, but it isn't, you know, so it's a lot of meaning, you know, and in Nevada,
I knew there was
it's
a reason. why.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, but there is a reason why, you know, we just, when we had you on every Friday at first, you just said that. And then Johnny and I kept saying it. And then Richard came on and then we all say it. And I thought, you know, let's let the listeners know the backstory of it all. And because you guys lived in Hawaii, had homes in Hawaii,
oh, yeah.
Love Hawaii. And we do too. And when I go there, I say aloha. I love saying aloha. And it makes you just feel good. And now I know why. It has a lot of meaning behind it.
And it really isn't called Hawaii. That's the English translation of it. There's the W's are Hawaii. They're V's, you know? Like a city would be, I lived here in this place, would be Ka'a'ava. Even though it's spelled K-A-A-A-W-A, the W's are V's, you know. So, in speaking pidgin, mean doing radio in Hawaii and Hawaii, you want to do it properly. So I do the best I could when I do radio in Hawaii.
Well,
and
no,
I like
time for the call.
Now that I know this whole another aspect of your life, I'm going to do an interview on you, if you don't mind, for my new Roku, Barbara Moore's channel.
Oh, when?
Yeah. Oh, when? How about next week?
Sounds good.
Okay.
But aren't
okay.
we doing, aren't we doing blue jeans next week?
Yes,
no,
we are.
That's not my thing. That's Johnny's thing called Life Laughter Happiness. I have my own channel now, the Barbara Moore channel. On Roku, and I haven't even, I don't even have anything up there. I would like.
We need to upload it. I need to.
I don't want to upload anything except for Del's show that we're doing.
Will somebody let Johnny talk?
Come on, Barbara. No,
what I'm
really
saying is that the channel hasn't been published yet.
And this is my channel, and I don't want him explaining my channel. I only explain my channel, okay, Johnny?
He's not.
Right. Okay.
Barbara, he says he has to upload it.
All right.
Okay.
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 We have a caller, Barbie.
Yeah, I just said let's go caller.
This is area code 253.
I love Richard.
And you are on the air 253.
Hi, caller. Yeah. What's your name?
Aloha,
you
everyone.
Aloha. And what is your name?
Aloha.
Elizabeth Bart.
Elizabeth what?
Smart.
Not the real one.
The Elizabeth Smart that we all know?
No, I'm just using a name so that I don't get identified on the radio.
Okay.
Oh, well, that was the wrong name.
I know. Oh, my God.
She was captured and kidnapped.
Our mind
Yeah, right. We don't care about you. We just care about Elizabeth Smart right now.
Yeah, it's just that train call. Johnny and I had a couple of those the other day, didn't we, Johnny?
No, it's not a train call.
I know the show.
Okay.
This is turning out to be a great show. But anyway, ma'am, where are you from?
Yes.
Can you tell me that? What city?
Oh, yes. I am from Puyallup.
Whoa.
Washington?
Where are you on? Washington State.
Mexico?
Washington State?
Washington State, yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Mason and I are from Washington, too.
Yes.
Is this lady from Washington?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm
Washington State.
Okay. I've only been to Washington once, so that was with Richard, Barb, and all I saw were trees, so that's all I know.
What city, Richard, did you take Dale to? What city, Seattle?
Tell him where you took me.
Come on, Richard.
Oh, okay. I'm here. Yeah, well, we went to Ocean Shores for a few days and fiddled around there with my daughter and son-in-law and so forth for my birthday.
Did you go clam
digging? People were out there digging clams.
I love seeing
that. It's easier to just go to the store and get them, but... then up to Whidbey Island, where I lived for a number of years. And
stop, Richard.
No.
We have a caller waiting. Now, it's about her, but okay, now you know, and we'll get back to that, Richard, a little later, but I don't want to do this to the caller. So, okay, Richard and I, he's 92, by the way, and he is here, which is amazing, but he's much more than here. Richard, but he will go on and on and tell you his whole life story if you let him. So I don't mean to be rude, Richard, but I need to. We need the caller to ask Dale the question. Go ahead.
That's right.
You are so right, Barbara. I have to carve a short every day. Oh, I can't believe you said that. All right, ma'am. What was your name? Oh, I forgot. It's whatever. And you're from Washington. What would you like to know?
Well, I have a I just had an arbitration, and my mother-in-law got awarded $51,000, and I have an opportunity by Monday to make to do a true de novo, which means we go to see a judge instead. And I don't know what to do.
Okay. I am very familiar with arbitration. I have gotten screwed over on those a million times. And, yes, I totally understand that. The judge will not be lenient on you. You would get less. That's the best I can tell you. You won't get more. So it's your choice who you want to pick.
So I will lose in court is what you're saying.
That is correct. It's not lose. It's just like, I know about arbitrations, and I know about judges, and he's figuring you're wasting the court's time, and you could have taken the money, and you didn't, and so therefore, it will totally go, the money will go down.
No, I'm not getting awarded money. She's getting awarded money.
Oh, okay, fine. But, I mean, you asked me, and I'm saying I would take the arbitration.
Okay.
I know that's not what you want to do, but you go do what you want.
No, I called for a reason. So you're saying just pay her the $52,000 and hopefully she won't keep coming after me.
Okay, I don't know the whole story, dear. I do private readings, and my number is 808-372-1816 if you want to have a full-on reading about this. But to just do it off the cuff, I don't want you to lose any money. So, you know, the best way I would say at this point, unless you want a full-on reading, would be to just take do the arbitration.
So take the ruling that's already there.
Well, I don't know what the ruling is.
She got awarded $52,000.
She got what?
She got awarded $52,000.
For what reason?
My husband and I lived in our house. She moved in with us and wanted to have her own space, so she put money into our garage to create a livable space out there. We got divorced, and in the divorce, she was supposed to go, but she didn't. So I asked her to either pay rent or leave, and she refused. So then she took me to court, or to arbitration, as it were, first. And so it's been a 5-year back and forth. I haven't had any peace since our divorce. And they're just making up stuff. Like, there's no concrete stuff. They're just making it up so that they can punish me. And so now
again, I'm not getting into a whole reading.
Okay.
Take the arbitration.
Yep.
Unless you want to call me privately and we'll go through this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
That's very important. Yes, have a good day, and thank you for calling. It's very important, and you know so much about business, and also it could be confidential. So that's what we do want to contact Dale for a consultation, and
most
which
of
costs money, the reading. Yes.
Most of the
Did
stuff.
Did she answer your question, Elizabeth?
She's still on with us. I didn't say goodbye to her yet.
No. Okay. Do you want to say goodbye to her?
I just said that Dell was letting you know that she does private readings. And so if you would like to contact her, and now Johnny can give you Dell's direct line after the show, then you can do that. There is a fee, but Dell, she wants to help people. So here's your chance. It could be private, confidential, something that you don't want to say on air. I mean, you changed your name in the beginning of the show, so here's your chance. Johnny, please give her sales number live on air now.
It's 808-372-1816. Did you get that okay?
I did. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ma'am.
Important information.
Okay. Johnny, I did want to address something that I forgot that I needed to address to you, which was you mentioned something on my website in a text that you couldn't find what I charge for a reading, and it's under contacts.
Yeah.
When people contact me, the prices are there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right. Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Area code 334. Here you go.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
My name is Shakira.
Hi. What's your name?
Shakira.
Oh, that's one of our regular callers, right?
Yes. Well,
remember
that, though. I think that's great.
She called
it
2 weeks ago.
For a reason, gal. It's okay. It's not about getting something. It's about you. It's about they want your reading. Right, Shakira?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So
what can I do for you, Shakira?
Can I ask if you see anything for love in the future?
You asked me that question last time. I remember you very well.
Yeah.
You have called
many
times.
Why don't you
give
us an update? I mean, are you following Dale's advice? Can you, tell us what's been going on since the last time you called?
Nothing really, and I really don't remember. And if I called, it's been a while.
Well, you need to write notes down. This is a world-renowned psychic. Tell Shira only on Friday night.
Oh,
you have
so
1 hour to maybe get a 3 to 5 minute
reading. I have
reading.
A pen. I got a pencil now.
Well, you're abusing our system. We want you to have a specific question and to be genuine and not just call because of the fun of it. We have people that didn't get through sometimes. So, are you serious?
Thank
about
you, Barbara. Thank you.
Have you been? You're welcome. Yeah. Has she been manifesting? Have you been being positive? Have you done anything that Dell has advised you? Now you tell me you
Barbara,
don't remember.
Barbara, I'm turning this over to you because you're doing so good at it. I can't say anything more than what you're saying, except get on the internet. That's about it.
Well, I can read your mind, I think, because I've been working on it.
I think
I can read a lot of people's minds, actually, for a long time now.
Thank
you.
So it's just like, will you meet someone? Yes, if you make a move to in that direction, yes, you will. But if you do nothing about it, no, you won't. It's that simple.
I do. I work on it. I don't. Work on it because I want to make money off of
not
it.
You.
I work on it because I want to have control of my life in every way I can.
Barbara, I'm talking
about
to
the
lady.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
Oh, Barbara, you're out to lunch.
Whatever. You know what? Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I've been through the hangar the last 3 days with you.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
All right.
Okay. All right, are we done? We're done with her. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay. Well, right now we're just waiting to see what people call in.
Give the phone number out.
Okay. 516-531-9874.
We're going to have
That's
one
the
of
number.
These days. Okay. So Barbara and I can talk then. So give the number out again.
516-531-9874.
Now, Richard, you're talking over him, so nobody can hear. So, Richard, do you want to give the number out?
Oh, if you want me to, sure. 516-531-9874. That's the magic number.
If you want a free reading. Okay.
Everybody who does it should repeat it. That, because if you don't get it right the first time, then the second time they've got the pencil ready. You know, I think that is like what we should always do. If somebody's giving the number, do it twice, please. And don't start, like just say it. Just, wow, great job. I think that was just great. Hey, Johnny, can you commend Richard for his great number scene? Shout out.
Now, I have a question.
What's your question?
What was the area code that I mentioned that it said to that last caller?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention.
Is that important, or do we want to know their name and then Dell ask them where they're from anyway? But that was Shakira, and I don't know.
I did not ask her where she's
from. New Jersey. One of the two of those. Like, you know.
I didn't ask her where she was from because we've spoken to her at least 10 times, and that becomes free reading, you know, totally.
Yeah, it was like redundant. Okay. There's no reason to ask her, Johnny. So why, look, let's move on. Let's move forward. I don't go backwards, okay? I think
we're getting the Barbara, he doesn't have anybody, so you and I can talk now.
Well, he will ask somebody if he, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's you and I. Well, Barbara.
Yeah, what's the screening, though? I mean, do you ask if they've called 5 times before? Because she has.
Barbara,
she
he left. He left.
Who?
He's doing something. I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, Barbara, question. You said you had a rough 3 days. It can't beat mine.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I could tell. I got to hear yours.
Okay. I mean, I love these people, and they are my dear friends, and one for many, many years. But I didn't know. I thought they were just coming to pick up the dog I had taken care of for them for the last 12 days. But they ended up spending the night, 3 nights here in the middle of my purging with boxes and bins everywhere, papers, and these were my days. And it just kind of happened, and it just, and it was again, and then it was like, almost 11 p.m. and then it was there again. And I mean, Elkie had to put off coming because she didn't want to overlap. Now she's here. And please shut the door.
You should really let people know that, and you're such a kind-hearted, good person, but you should let people know there's no sleeping over. I have my daughter unless you ask me 2 days or 3 days ahead of time.
Oh, that is so perfect.
I mean, that's how I would do it. I mean, even though you
and
took
I know
care
exactly
of the...
what my daughter's doing. Yes, and Dale, if I would have just called you during, like, 3 days ago, I would have simplified my life because I didn't say that. That is a rule that I have the right to have, you know?
That's right.
That was so disruptive. It very much was. And we're live on air, but hey, you know what? I think they know it was, but there was no mention of it. And I can't risk that. I cannot.
Well, you don't need to go. You don't need to go into that.
I have my daughter.
You don't need to go. You need to just say, because of my daughter and I have a life, if you need to or want to stay over and sleep over, you have to let me know 3 days ahead of time. And if it can happen, fine. And if it can't, it can't. Okay.
Yeah, I think sleeping over in this tight quarters, it's not. I'll do it, but they have
no class.
Designated time to go. Like I never know, and it's like I can't even get really my business done. You know what? They went to go get the RV, and that's when I went into high gear for 3 hours and. I literally did so much, Dale. I was like a powerhouse, and I was working out, and I was doing the laundry, and boom, 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 focusing. And they came back, and it was like, whoa. They couldn't even believe it. And I said, see, when I am alone and focused, what I can do, that's why, I mean, I love you guys, but I need my space.
You're being taken advantage of.
Well, they have an RV, so now when I said, no, I don't want to cook in my kitchen, we would like to go to a restaurant, but Elsie's at the park, please. I am on my radio show, okay? And I think I do pretty darn well. That's why I've had to go into my private dwelling to do my show, because I can never risk it around people because they do not respect my on live air show.
I know.
Around me. Here we go again.
Okay. And,
this time
and
I won't get on mute. My daughter is really, really good about it. But there's been two other adults here plus a pit bull. Then there has been now added another adult female and a King Charles Spaniel who have not met yet. And I'm on air in my room and people seem to need me. Please. I told you my schedule.
I think they should understand. I think they would understand if you said you're in your room for an hour doing a radio show and I'll be out to entertain you after.
Well, they've known this for the last 3 years of my life.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then.
Neither do
I.
But all I know
okay.
is you had a fabulous show and you were having so much fun. We had
yes.
an interesting conversation with the first caller, and she probably will call you and get a longer
It doesn't
reading.
Matter.
It's
it
personal.
Doesn't matter. She got
know,
everything she needed to know.
It might spark somebody else's idea when we're talking about it. That
I don't know.
That way. You know what I would have known about you guys, you psychics. When I was younger, I didn't know really anything about it. So I didn't
well, see,
it.
I knew. I knew from a child. I knew from a child because my mother was a psychic, and so I would go to psychics all the time, you know, so it was fun for me and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, the only fun that there isn't is that I can't see for myself, and that bums me out because I want to be able to see. I mean,
do you really want to see
for,
the future?
Yes.
I do want to live
because,
the future.
Well, I do both, but I mean, I'm telling you, I have such bad days. I mean, let me give you an idea of this
yeah.
morning. I mean,
okay.
I go
oh,
to
yeah,
McDonald's.
Oh,
I
God,
go
yeah.
to McDonald's. Hello, I go to McDonald's. And I was going to get something for Richard and everybody. McDonald's is closed permanently.
No.
I
no.
go, what? So
Gail, we
they're
have
opening
a caller.
Up. That's nice. I'm
well,
finishing what I'm saying.
Let her finish
so,
the story, Johnny. That's wonderful, though.
So,
okay, you got a caller.
Oh, Richard.
Richard, come on.
Wrong timing. Okay, so I go to McDonald's. So they're opening up down the street, but they don't put a sign up there that says we're opening up down the street. And they're closed permanently. So then I go next door to Sonic to get breakfast. And it says, I'm sorry, you know, we don't have enough employees, you know, so you have to do the drive-through. And if you do the drive-through, we'll be able to serve you. Well, I figured, okay, I'll do the drive-through. So I do the drive-through, and there's this big old truck the size of a Mack truck that's blocking the driveway. So then I said, forget that. So then I go over to Subway, and the girl gets the time wrong, and I said, do you have any breakfast? And she says, oh, it's 11 o'clock. No, we stopped. Well, it wasn't 11 o'clock. It was 10 o'clock. So then I went to my chiropractor, and then I got through with that, and then I figured, oh, we'll go to a place called Sharky's, and so I just had breakfast there, came home, and then it kept on going.
Oh, my God.
You got a call.
And you really do like to go in and sit down rather than drive through?
It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, not really. I don't like to go in unless I have to because of the COVID.
If there's a long
so,
line. At Starbucks, I always go in.
I mean, I go in, but it depends on where. If there's a lot
you
of people,
Starbucks
I'm not
too,
in.
Gail?
No.
Do you like Starbucks?
Once in a while. Once in a while.
Are you
I think
you're
overpriced.
Are you still doing the, is that what you do?
The what?
Okay. Do I have it wrong, Johnny, that company that you drive around and deliver, you love that job?
Oh, DoorDash. DoorDash and Grubhub.
Oh,
my husband's
doing. Oh, I said the wrong one. I said Grubhub. Is that one?
Yeah, well, there's Grubhub and DoorDash.
Always does it. Okay, DoorDash is one other one. And you have fun doing that.
Well, if I'm not doing it, my husband's doing it. He has somewhat fun, but lately it's been rough because of the fact in Nevada, and I'm sure this is all over the United States, the fact that a lot of businesses are closing because they don't have employees. So for DoorDash, if somebody orders food, you got to wait in line for 20, 30 minutes before you get it. So it's rough right
now.
They're
getting unemployment? Wow. They must be lucky.
Yep. Nobody wants to work. So
they're feeling really lucky. I mean, they probably worked their butt off for even 40 years. And they finally get, like, a break. They're not going to say, hey, I'd rather go there.
I know.
The factory.
Oh, well.
Right?
If I was on that end.
What's happening? I never look at the TV anymore, Dal. I'm just been too busy. Oh. Organizing.
Okay. Sorry. We got a caller.
We do? We have a caller?
Area code 443. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Sorry to make you wait so long. What's your name and where are you from?
It's Ashley. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. Maryland. Yeah. Okay. Did you enjoy listening to our rhetoric?
I did. Quite hilarious.
Thank you. Barbara and I can be very hilarious with Richard. So, how can I help you? How can I help you, darling?
I just wanted to know if you see when I may conceive another child.
Very interesting question. How old are you right now?
30. Oh, gosh, how old am I? Just turned 35.
That's cool.
Oh, that's good.
35.
Now that you're still at the breeding age with no problem. But you have been having problems, right?
I mean, I don't really know. My last son is, so I have three. I have two kids. One is 10 mm-hmm. and the other is 4. And my cycles seem a little bit off. I mean, mostly regular, but this last cycle was really off. I don't know what's going on. But
I can tell you what's going on. You're going through, which won't matter in this particular case, but you're going through an early menopause. Check with your OBGYN. When the cycles start to go off at the beginning stages of menopause, and even though you're young, and I mean you are young, some people experiencing it earlier, and some of the signs are your periods will rotate. You don't get any periods. You get severe cramps. You don't get any cramps. You get hot sweats. You can't sleep at night. You know, those are the true signs of the menopause. But if you aren't there, you know, if you're not there, at that point, I just believe you're at the beginning stages, which you can get pregnant anyway, and I do see you with a little girl in your arms, so that's going to be upcoming soon.
Okay, great. That's really what I've been praying for, another daughter.
Stop that menopause from coming. I know somebody who actually stays on the birth control pill. Just need that certain hormone in your body to keep your cycle going. So really do what Dale says, please, and see your gynecologist right away for advice because you might
TikTok,
you know what I mean?
No, it won't. Just talk with them because it won't show up on the blood test until she's truly in menopause. You know, that's just the way it is. I went through 30 years of menopause. So I know what I'm talking about, and I went through that hell, and it can be hell. Mm. Let me tell you, I was on the Premarin and the progesterone for 20 years, and everybody thought I was nuts. They go, "Oh, you ought to get off of that. That's not good for you." Well, you know, I had never been so regulated in my whole life, and then I got off, and I went right back into menopause, and it took me 10 years just to get normal.
Really?
Not everybody, right now.
I've looked it up so much. This wonderful doctor on YouTube, He says, I don't care what anybody says, early, late, whatever, the year you have menopause is 52. Well, I am
exactly
52. Yes, I
am. That's not true.
So
that is not true.
What are the other? Okay. I know. I mean, he's not like God or
you
anything.
You can get menopause at 25.
But I mean, is it?
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
But I am smack dab in the middle. Will you agree with that one?
I don't know. How old are
in the
you?
Age. Exactly 52. It's supposed to exactly happen.
You're,
I mean,
52.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
my goodness.
30.
You look 30.
Do you
I know
see the baby girl coming?
Like, okay, yeah. Hot flashes? Yeah.
I would say
not that bad.
Yes.
I'm still thin. I went through a little weird weight gain, but then now it's easier to stay in shape. All you have to do is walk. One day you walk, you stay toned up.
Yes. When do you see like a time frame for the baby girl coming in? Can you see that?
Well, I see the pregnancy within 6 to 9 months. That's the best way I can tell you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That
All
falls
right.
within a good time frame. All right.
And you call us and let us know.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
you
for calling. She seems so sunny. You know, I'm a Leo. I love August. My birthday and Richard's birthday. Our birthdays are in August. And wouldn't it be great, you guys, if she had her baby, not this August, obviously, but the one after. Ha.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Barbara, across the news, the television screen, it says breaking news, and on a cruise ship, two passengers that were fully test positive for fully vaccinated ship got the virus. That's why I keep
that
wearing a mask.
Oh. Whoa.
If the cruise passengers test positive, oh, well, there goes my stock. Just like, oh.
Okay, what's your stock in exactly?
I bought stock in all the ships and the airlines in the beginning, knowing that they were going to go up. Okay? So that's part of it.
Hey, you're
well,
funny.
See,
I love that you do the stock. That's so fun to follow.
I've never done it before. I've never done it before, but because we were so bored during, you know, the thing during the COVID. Anyway, I'm trying to tell people that this COVID thing is not over by a mile. I mean, everybody's
mm-hmm.
walking around with no masks and no this and no that. Guess what? It's going to pop up.
I got to get it tomorrow, maybe. Okay,
what's
you guys?
This maybe? What's this maybe?
No, I mean, if I could get the appointment, I'm sure it's easy now because nobody's getting
There's
it.
There's no
like
appointment.
Said,
all you
so
do is
scary.
Walk
I'm
in.
Like, oh, my God, I have to run there. I was waiting so Priscilla and I could do it at the same time because you can now. So before I left for my mother's funeral, you couldn't. And I just felt weak, you guys. I felt like if I'm going to go get something that serious, like injected into my body, I want to feel like I put some weight on.
Oh, I see
on.
Your point.
I mean, I was so skinny. Yeah, I felt so weak and I couldn't eat. I was kind of like, I couldn't sleep very well. Now it's been, I think, a few weeks, and I feel, oh, my gosh, that dog actually got me in shape. Just running with such the sweetest pit bull dog ever at the park, throwing the ball. I would do the fetch. I'd be the one because I would wanted to jog briskly, twirl around, gorgeous park in the back of my place. And I did it, and all of a sudden I'm looking at myself, I'm like, whoa, I'm toned up. That was easy.
Well, you know, going back to the menopause, you know, some people, and few, get it very slight, and they don't even know they have it. They have just a few hot flashes here and there. And some people get severe, which that has to do with genetics. If your mother had...
Sorry to interrupt you, Dale, but what are the other horrible things? Because I have horrible other things. Like, my back is so stiff.
No.
Maybe it's
that's
acid.
Not menopause.
Like clicking. Oh, really? It's not the body.
No,
okay.
That's not menopause.
It's
that is
the brain?
That means you need to go to a chiropractor. What's the next one?
Like, my thoughts, like, my memory, and I think it's the concussions, and just, like, I don't know, not feeling like doing certain horrible, dumb, stupid things, like unmotivated.
Now that's the menopause.
I've never been that way. I've never been that way. Really?
That's what I want to know. You'll feel like doing something
that?
1 minute. Huh?
What's that called? Like, is this, what is this called that I'm experiencing? Like lack
menopause.
Of motivation.
Menopause.
Okay, the definition of menopause is lack of inspiration.
It's a lot of things. It's like aloha.
Well,
it's a lot.
It's
a lot of things. There's many things to menopause. Menopause.
Well, how do I get over that?
Wait 20 years and you'll see.
I think I am getting over it, though. I got my plate whipped in shape, but I mean, I'm whipped out of shape from doing it and dealing with all of the people involved with it. That, you know, I love doing things alone since I was a little girl. I just love my alone time. And I never had sisters. I didn't have anybody borrowing my clothes. I kept my things in impeccable shape. My mother said before she died, 6 days, remember, Barbara, you just lined up all of your little trinkets and your clothes were folded perfectly. I never in my entire life ever had to tell you to clean your room. Beyond that, it was like an artwork. I mean, I spent hours and I wanted to do it by myself, and my brother would beg me, please, Barbara, let me come in and I won't talk. I'll just be there reading my magazine. He just wanted to be in my room, in my energy. Isn't that sweet?
That is really sweet.
And I would
okay,
let him.
Johnny.
I would never tell him no.
Johnny, what's going on?
Yes. Well, I mean, we don't have any more callers, but that doesn't mean we won't. Callers.
Johnny, this is like, how are we going to do? How are we going to do? We're supposed to talk about next week.
That's right.
On the Roku channel, but not mine. You're going to be on
Roku. No. What is it? The green. What is it called? Blue Jeans. Okay.
Blue Jeans.
How can we do that with just two callers, Johnny?
Well, I mean, what we'll do is. You'll be able to. You'll be a different number that people will call in. So
who are you telling these people?
TikTok. I'm doing it on Facebook and on Instagram.
Yeah, but you're doing it on all that now, and we only have two callers. So should we wait another week, Barb? What do you think?
No, I never wait. I take action. It's not a big deal. In my mind, because the only difference is that we're sitting in a box. Either we turn off our camera, go take a break, which is fine if Richard wants to or something. But, you know, or you just sit there. People are used to it, and you sit in a box, and you just talk. And you just, I mean,
I think you lay down on a pillow.
I don't mind if you lay on a pillow.
That'll be you and me just talking.
Really?
The difference is that we're going to be advertising
a
week
talk.
In advance. So,
what, Johnny?
I mean, I think that's what we'll do is we'll advertise it all week long. Right, Barbara? Instead of the day.
That's
of.
A good idea. That is a good idea, Johnny. I'm surprised you thought of
we'll
that.
Okay, so we'll do that.
Now.
Yeah.
And also, that'll
be
one thing that we can do. I will...
It's a little
I'll
box,
call
so
the,
think about your little box, what you want in the background. Make your little background.
Oh, no, I got that all taken care of. I'm using the same thing I did last time.
I want to do my outside.
Okay.
I think I want to do my outside. All right.
Yeah, we've got to do our nails and stuff,
I'll call
whatever.
Tech support Monday to figure everything out, okay?
Oh, God, he's waiting at the last second. Okay. I thought
no,
you
no,
would
no.
know.
Figure what out?
No, it's not the last second.
We don't have to figure
second.
Anything out. We do it all the time.
Yeah, it's not the last
okay,
second.
Okay, but Johnny, tell what Blue Jeans is. Johnny, tell whoever's listening.
Yeah, what Blue Jeans is it's similar to Zoom, except that the customer support is 100 times better. And I like to use it. So whenever I do things with Barbara, where, you know, it's a matter of being seen, you'll be able to see, and you'll also have a number that you can call in and talk to people with. Okay? So if you don't want to be seen, or if you do want to be seen, then you'll be able to come in and your face will appear just like
okay.
a video call.
But people are used to doing this all the time. They're used to doing Zoom. I mean, they've been in the COVID stages for, I don't know, how many, 1 year and how many months. They're used to it. Okay, people, we're going to give you a link on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Life After Happiness.
Great.
Also, DaleShear.com. Well, check her out, but Dale Shear's on Facebook. We're going to share the link everywhere. Plus, the best way to find out what we're going to do next week is listen to this show again on our
right.
YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. But before we go, I want to say thank you and aloha to our famous psychic, Dale Shear. Dale Shear is world-renowned. She's a best-selling author, and you can find her books directly from her. Just contact Dale, her website, DaleShear.com. Now, we want to give out Dale's phone number because she will be available to take private readings. She will discuss with you the details. Just text or give her a call. She's the easiest going psychic I know and the best psychic. 808-372-1816. Now get your pencil ready. That's 808-372-1816. And she's excited to hear from you. Do it, people. Take advantage of it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. Aloha. How was that, Richard?
That was really good. That was pretty good. I must say that myself. But the show has not ended, to my knowledge.
Oh, me neither. I don't want to go. Seemed like everybody wanted to go. But you know what?
No.
It doesn't matter if we have a caller waiting or not. I love just talking about our own lives because I think we could shed a lot of light on subjects
yes.
that people are going through that are just listening.
Well,
maybe they don't want to call. Maybe they're shy.
Or maybe they're not there. I don't know.
They are too there. Oh, damn.
I don't
Unless
know.
They're there.
All I know
I
is...
people listening.
All I know is that... it's just, I have been going through this pure luck syndrome that weird things are happening to me, and I got to go look at my card to see what's going on.
Like what kind of weird
mm-hmm.
things?
Well, just like, ask Richard. He calls me drama queen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every day is a drama.
He says...
Okay,
Richard,
why?
Tell her every day's a drama.
Outgoing, Richard, or does she laugh, or is it like some kind of thing happened, which a crazy thing happened that never usually happens to people? Tell us some examples Tell us one.
Yeah, the way I react is like the title for the show: Life, Laughter, and Hilarious. and it just seems like everything turns into a drama, and we live
through
this.
Woman.
Oh yeah, never
what?
Dull moment.
She's never a dull moment.
Seductive.
And Barbara's
yeah.
the same way. So there.
Yeah,
Barbara,
you
are the
that.
Same way. So I mean, I enjoy talking to
it,
you.
You're not, right, Gal?
What?
You're either born with that or not. Remember, we were talking about that on another show, and I don't know if the word was I am seductive or I'm sexy, but you said, I am that. I attract people, and I love that when you were saying that. Do you remember?
No.
What was the
no.
word? That you?
I don't know.
Together, to you, I mean. Like a magnet. I said, you're like a magnet, and then you're like, not everybody is born with that quality is nothing to be ashamed of. We are alluring or it's not just
oh, sensuality
yeah.
was the word.
Sensuality, right.
Yeah, I had to read your mind to figure out what you were thinking.
Oh, really? <That's cool. laughs> I love that.
So it's like it's you and I are extremely centroid. The difference between being sexy and there's a difference between being sensual and there's a difference between all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of sexy people, like there was Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, whatever. There were sexy people. But, I mean, to be sensual is something you are born with. You're emanating some sort of sense that attracts people.
And they never go away. They are always wanting to know you ever since they've met you, and they've gone away, and they still want to. It is interesting.
I have a cousin in New York, that's in upstate New York, that in North Bergen, and her name's Jackie. And, you know, she, God bless her. I mean, you know, she's not gorgeous by any means, but, you know, she's above average. But men follow her, and the postman follows her into the house. I mean, it's like, what the heck? I mean, you know, it's weird. And I get the same things. Especially when I was younger, off the freeway in L.A., I had a truck driver follow me. I've had an airline pilot show up at my door. I mean, it's just, it's like, what? What did I do? You know?
Oh, I know.
Right now, I have an ex.
Or in the audience, you're the chosen one. Me too. David Copperfield did that to me. And, like, we went to Universal Studios with all the mothers and the kids, and this guy was, like, laser beaming me. Again, this happened and brought me up on stage. This is happening. Oh, wow. So interesting.
Well, you're extremely, you got both. You're extremely beautiful. So they're
not when I go to those places. I wear no makeup, ponytail. I have a hood. Sunglasses, I have, like, baggy jeans, thongs. No, nobody knows. And I have, like, roots or something that day with a pimple. I mean, no. It's just always happening.
Okay, I got it.
It's not my
That's
purpose.
All right. I have, right now, today, as we speak, I have an ex-boyfriend, which is in my first book, Dare to Be Different, but an ex-boyfriend in town trying to find me and follow me around.
Ooh, is that creepy or do you kind of like it? Is he a friend? No.
Not anymore. He's driving me nuts. I mean, you know, it's just like he used to be, but no.
Isn't that weird?
No.
We talked about that? Remember, we talked about going back with an ex-person with a caller last Friday, and I said it never works, and you did too. And then this guy's trying to come back to you?
Oh, yeah.
Is this a boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, constant. Yes. Yes.
Ooh, are you scared?
No.
Okay.
No. Because if I get really mad, I'm like you. I got a temper. I'll get in his face so bad that he'll run for the hills.
I do.
I would say so if you had to. I would get in his face and he would run for the hills. He would run to the hills. And I don't want to get to that point, but I've done that. I have done that on many occasions, so it's like I don't want to go there. I really don't want to go there.
I know. And that's called wisdom, too, because after a while, all these experiences Dale has had and I have had, you can, like, see what's coming. I mean, so you are reading your future, Dale. You can see what's coming. It's called...
No, not that way. I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to get a house. And Richard's that way, too. We would have, it's so funny, in Hawaii, we would go sit by the pool, right? And he's 92, mind you, 92. Or then he was 89. Then he's 89. And all of a sudden, I turn around, and there's four women hitting on him. I'm going, what the heck is going on?
Really?
Or I go to the car to just get a towel from the car to go swimming. I come back, there's four more women. And I'm going, what's up with this?
He has an entourage.
we go to the swimming pool here, and he's surrounded by women talking to him. I don't get it.
My dad has that too. It's very interesting. And, you know, because you look at them like, oh, yeah, they're older. You've known them for years. No, they're fresh to this person, and they feel the magnetism, and they look at the eyes and the smile, and they know that person, oh, I click, and they appreciate me. It's like, okay, an appreciation thing. I can repel people who don't appreciate me. I don't even have that hurt my feelings anymore. So it's a matter of being really in tune with all of that, and also your gift. I bet you could ignite it to do that through. I bet you can.
Yeah.
Right, Richard?
I'm still trying to figure out where I'm going to live, Barbie. I mean, I still don't know. I mean, you know, it's just like every day I wake up with a stomach ache, and I get these offers. I see three or four houses, and then, or I'll see two, and one guy's going to rent to me, and then he decides he doesn't want to rent to me because Richard's 92, and he thinks he's going to die, and there I won't be able to pay the rent. And I'm going, but I don't use his money for the rent. And it goes
well,
on.
Write a will and give it to you.
Well,
right?
No, Richard, he's not dying till I tell him to. It's that simple.
Hey,
remember,
tell
this
him like
is life, laughter, and happiness.
Okay.
I mean, unless he has
shout out yet, Barbara?
I did
what?
A little bit. So, Johnny, why don't you do one of those, hey, or Dale, a pigeon shout-out, how you cut it short. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
516, how are you? 9874.
Well,
okay. No.
We'll say
the Barbara, are you talking to me?
Okay. First, I was going to have Johnny, since I've already done the shout-out a little too earlier.
You did it. You did
have
it.
Him
you
do
did
a
it.
Shorter version, but I thought, why not have Dale do pigeon, because that is a shortened version. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Browse. Okay. We done. We over for this. For now, we're over. Thank you. Thank you so much. And much mahalo and aloha.
Aloha.
Rudy. Okay, well.
Aloha.
All right.
Aloha.
All right, well, good night, everyone.
Oh, and Barbara, call me when I'm supposed to go up on your Roku, okay?
Okay.
Aloha.
Yes. Good night, everyone.
Aloha. Oh, wow, you sing, Richard?
That was Richard.
No,
that's what I mean. He's got that thing about him. I'm telling you, I don't care how old you are. You, when you see him, you fall in love with him. So that's the way it is. So you can't.
Great compliment, Richard.
So is it okay
thank
in the episode?
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Richard.
He's very good.
Hi,
everyone.
Hello.
Hi.